Welcome back to my monster interview show, Kill Them All. I'm Aserak, the Arch Lich, here to interview another villain. This week we are sponsored by Ixilu's Brain Bank. Hungry for brains? All varieties are available. Pickled, roasted, deep fried, children's brains, adults, even long dead ones. I hear they have a Szechuan sauce that's to die for. Find them in the Astral Sea. We had the vampire Strahd von Zerovich on the show earlier. He suggested we interview one of his old mentors. Please welcome to the show a witch who lives in a tree trunk, Baba Lysaga.
It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm pleased you're here as well. You look fantastic, by the way, with your large warty nose, blonde pigtails, and heaving bosom, you don't look a day over 100.
Aserak, I appreciate you having me on the show, but let's take a second. I'm the first female guest you have, and you immediately commented on my appearance.
Oh, my goodness, you're right. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. This show is actually really progressive. It just goes to show you how deeply entrenched sexism is in our profession.
You're right. We need more women in villaining. Tell us your story.
Well, I didn't really have a lot of mentorship in my generation. Villaining was left to the men. There was some stupid explanation about men being stronger and more able to hurt people.
I'm sure you spread much evil in spite of those pervasive, old-fashioned notions.
Yeah, I didn't know a lot about the history of women in witchcraft until much later. It would have been helpful for me to have known about that as a girl, but I've had a long and distinguished career, nevertheless.
Tell us a few tidbits about your career.
Well, I invented my own immortality technique. It involves bathing in goat's blood. I showed the original vampire Strahd the way. I imparted evil magic to him, and I'm crushing the Were-Raven rebellion in Barovia single-handedly. Nobody else is taking it seriously.
That's so impressive, and without a mentor.
I had to forge my own path. I had to make sacrifices along the way. I wanted children of my own, but I had to cook my ovaries into a stew as part of becoming immortal. And they say you can have it all, but you have to make choices. I chose my career.
Oh, I steer clear of magic that requires my own body parts. I only have so many of them left. You're very brave.
Thank you. At least I have Strahd as my protege. He's very open to feedback, and not a lot of villains are, especially the men.
It's fantastic. You're so in touch with the younger generation. I try to reach out to them, too.
Well, I think the younger generation would appreciate it if you had more women on the show. It can't always be all about the men.
You know what? You're giving me an idea. What if I had a female co-host like you interview another lady villain? That way we could really raise up women's voices on the show.
I think that would be a wonderful idea.
We'll do it. But tell us more about your accomplishments. You've been around for a long time.
Well, one achievement that your listeners might appreciate is that I enchanted a Hillgrant's skull to fly around in.
Oh yes, we hate giants on this show. All giants are bastards.
Yes, that kill was really very amusing. He walked into my home and demanded a meal. The temerity. So I filled his soup with brain worms, and then they exploded in his head.
Artfully done. What did you do with all the brains?
I went down to the local homeless shelter, and made spaghetti out of it. There's a real problem with the undead homeless population. They rise from their graves, and their families won't take them back. I know they might, be smelly and a little bit violent, but they're still people, technically. Besides the brains, I had several tons of meat to process after that. I tried to use every part of my kills, but that one was a challenge. I enchanted the skull, made a bed out of the pelvis bone, and made a walking stick out of the tibia. The rest I gave to the local druids. They used most of the bones to make their idols.
fostering neighborly relationships. I love it. You know what, Baba? Let's do something different. I want to give you the last word in this episode. What do you want to say to all the little girls listening at home?
You can do whatever you set your mind to. Think deeply about what you want to do with your life. Don't let anyone ever intimate that your goals are out of reach for you. In fact, decapitate anyone who suggests that. Put their head on a spike as a warning for others. That's my advice.
Beautiful. We'll end there.